Especially for Ari, should be a negotiation for you, everything you need and want. Cardiff. And should come and tell us what's doing over there.
Okay. Take two.
Right, okay. The Gilyan is the margin. The margin of the Sefer. You're supposed to have three etzpoys on top and four on the bottom. You know that? See over here the picture, they did right. They did very good. Three on top and four on the bottom. You know that? Three etzpoys on top.
By a Megill or by a Sefer Teyah?
By everything. That's why the Grum Megill is very problematic. The Grum Megill is the biggest problem with the Grum Megill, the 11 lines. The combination.
Could they come down too far, you mean?
If you have on the bottom four,
yeah.
And you have on the top three,
yeah.
If you add that, then you have only 11 lines in Megillah, right? 11 lines of text. Yeah. There's another halacha that the text has to be more than the margin. The text has to be more. The width of the text. The width of the text. The text from here to here.
That's the length.
Has to be the length. Find the length of the text. You're right. You got me. The length of the text. It's very easy to get me. Like a little cockroach, you just step on it.
Okay, yeah,
the length of the text has to be more than the combination of the bottom margin
and the top. Seven. So there has to be more than seven in
right.
The middle, you say.
So that's a very big problem because when you have only 11 lines, 11 yeah. lines of ksav, and you have four etzpois on the bottom,
yeah,
and three etzpois on the top, when you add up four, it's seven etzpois. It's very, very hard that the length of the text should be more 11 lines.
It has to be a very big Megillah. That's why you see a lot of
it has to be
Megillah.
The gross has to be big, and the ksav has to be big, and you need a mumcha, and they have to make sure they write it that way. That's one of the big issues of a Grum Megillah, why it's very hard to write a Grum Megillah. Halacha, with all the Hidudim. So what do? So they cut off, they make the margin, they don't make the margin so big. They make the margin two, they make it three on the bottom. That's some say, a Megillah, it's not a Sefer Torah, you can be Megillah. You can be Mako. But if you want to be Mahadir and have all the Hidudim of a Sefer Torah by Megillah and have three on the top and four on the bottom, then you have a very big problem because that's usually going to be Al Derech HaTeva, going to be more than 11 lines of text. So you have to make the 11 lines very big letters in order that you'll have more Ksav and you'll have margin. Do you ever know that?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so now you're looking at Ketar Kamtei, just know that.
That's what Lehman said.
No, I told you something very nice. I told you something very interesting today about Miguel Sester. Yeah, I told you a new thing, okay? The margins. Melamata on the bottom is tefach, should be one tefach, which is four etzpoys. Melamailon is shalish as with three etzpoys. Bain daf, ludaf, kimulon, mulevach, wechav, shay etzpoys between each column. In between each column, you have a sefer Torah. So you know this. Check it out. Four on the bottom, three on the top. In between each one is going to be two. Rav Schurzer, you know that?
Who?
Rav Schurzer. Do you get from Rav Schurzer? Who are you sefer Torah from? Who got
it? Oh my God.
He's sitting in Shiva. I have to go to him. Shalosh etzpoys, when daffel daffel will you have a rechav shalosh etzpoys, for him, so chliyos klav, cholok, betchid lasa sefer, so you have to also end the portion at the beginning of the end, kdei legoyleloi al amud shalaitz. You have to have enough parchment in the beginning of the sefer Torah so it can wrap around the entire eight chayim. Shalaitzim le sefer Torah, mikanikan, legoylem or so, let you go to the middle, baram is manha, mishno, how you call us form, asuim megillis. They did not make chamishay chum shay toira, v'lo hayu oisim lehem shnei amudim kushal eitz, ki im amud echad, shay megulalim alav es kol sefer. In Tanakh Chazal, they did not have two atzei chayim, they only chumashim, chabreish, shemayis, v'ikum, 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 v'ikum. If you have only one chumash, you only have one eitz chayim, and you wrap the entire sefer Torah around that one eitz chayim. So then, what is the halach? Kumoshu noyhagim, there's my name in Megillah Sest. Like Megillah Sest, do you have an Eitz Chaim at the end?
Megillah Sest.
You don't have an Eitz Chaim on Megillah Sest.
I don't have a Megillah Sest.
You do I?
I should do you why?
Oh, I do have. That's right, I do have. Sorry, I take it back.
That's right.
No, I called him up. I called him up on Purim. Thank him. This Purim, I called him up. On Purim, Baba Yom, I called him up and I said, I'm using a Megillah. every year. I use it. I think about you. I always think about you, but I especially.
Yeah. I called him up. He should only know how you think about him.
I called him up.
He's on your list, really no? He's on your list, no? He got off? The McGillicuddy guy got him off. He was a smart guy.
I cooled down over these years.
Yeah, you cooled down.
I did. Okay. Chill down.
Maybe since I'm around, maybe.
I mellowed. What?
Since I'm around, I got you. Woo! When I came in here,
I mellowed.
You were sort of shotgun. Every one of those guys, you would have mowed down.
Vaiten the Gemara Mishnah, remove the Gemara by Basra, Shay Hevdel, the Gleedla, Ben Savin, should be the Shinfan by Batoira, Bill Vaila, Sefer, Shay, Shay, Biki, Vaitoira, and even Ksuvim Kiacha. There's a difference between a Sefer Torah and a Tanakh. Shekain harishon hoya niglal misoifel detchilasai k'may mezuzah. It used to be a sefer Torah. We rolled it from the end to the beginning, like a mezuzah. K'may shanoigim b'megilas.
Not rolling it like.
Not two atzichaim. V'nim sah omer hashal eitz besoifai mitzat smol shel hamegila. V'ilu hasheni hoya niglal mitchilasai besoifai. The sheni. One more time over here. One more time over here. Let's over here. Nachmal.
They have to do the whole thing again.
The whole thing again? You're not paying attention?
I'm paying attention, but you keep on chopping it up.
The Gemara Mavur, Mavur Brisa, Shir HaGilgim, the Shir of the Gilgim, the margin. Shebe Sefer Torah, the Hainu Hashulayim, Harekim, the bottom, Hamakif Mesaksav. Okay, it means the top and the bottom margin. The top and the bottom is Melamata, is Tefach, and the bottom is one Tefach. Kimloy, Revach, Roichav, Shtei. Is
that's
four spots.
That's
the bottom.
The bottom and the top.
The bottom, no. The bottom is four. The top is three. The bottom is arba etzbois. Milamala. And milamala is sholish etzbois. Okay, the bottom is four. The top is three. We're being daf between each column. What's the difference between in the columns? We're being daf ledaf. Kimloi revach rechav shtei etzbois. Two fingers. Kain tzarech halaniach klaf. Another halacha. At the beginning of the Sefer Torah and the end of the Sefer Torah, you have to have a lot of parchment. A lot of blank parchment to wrap the entire Sefer Torah. Well, not when the beginning is for the Amud, and the end, in the beginning is to wrap just the Eitz Chaim. It should go all the way around the Eitz Chaim, which is very little. Eitz Chaim is very, very small usually, very small circumference. And at the end of the Sefer Torah, you have to have enough parchment to wrap the entire Sefer Torah. There is no, in time of Chazal, they did not have at the end of the Sefer Torah an Eitz Chaim like we have today. You only had one Eitz Chaim in the beginning.
We don't know that yet.
So Kain Tzach Lanich Klaf Cholak B'tchilas HaSefer with Sefer Kedil L'Goloi Al-Amud to wrap on Amud Shalaitz. Sh'ay similar Sefer Torah Mikan HaKan. So it does by a Sefer Torah they make it two Atzei Chaim. One in the beginning and the end. The Goyle Moshe Liam said you roll to the center. Bram. Bizman HaMishnah. That's time of the Gemara. Okay. Bizman HaMishnah. How you call HaSvarim Asuyim Megillas. All Svarim were made in Megillas. Now what is in the Megillah? The low how you oisim luchem shnei amudim shleis. They did not have two. They did not have two amudim. Kiim amud echad. They only had one amud. Shem gulalim olav eskol hasefer. Time of the Mishnah, the Sfarim had one amud. Okay. One amud. Kemoshen oihagim bizmanin begilas. That's not and begilas. So he's thinking of the begilas. You have one amud. That's talk of very big machlekes. How many atzei chayim do you have in begilas? Do you have one?
Some
do you have none?
Have
most have none. Yeah. Most have none. The grow holes. You're supposed to have two. The Groh holds a Megillah is supposed to have two Atzei Chaim. You ever seen that? I never saw that. That's what the Groh says. It's well known that's true, the Groh, but no one has that. And what about but the Minig, those that are Metaktik, those that are real Talmidim, they're Metaktik, they have one. They have one in the beginning and nothing at the end. I'm telling you, it's true. A lot of the Megillahs,
they have. They have that thing, the roll up thing, no?
What?
They come in a roll up thing.
So in a Chadam, that's very good. If you have one of those roll up things, so you have one in it, that's very good. Those are the old fashioned. They don't do that anymore. People don't, they don't really see it anymore.
No.
You don't see it anymore. Those are like time from another time. Another time. They don't make new ones like that anymore. But the new ones, if you really, those that are didactic, they have Mamish and Eitz Chaim on the Megillah in the beginning, one Eitz Chaim. Says, there's a fundamental to the sefer which you write a sefer Torah. The sefer should be boy Torah nivim uksuvim keechad. Shekain harishayin, the first one, the sefer Torah b'levad, hayin niglal misoifay litchilah, say from the end to the beginning. So everything is from the end to the beginning. Which means when you open it up, you're opening up with Bereshis. When you open it up, so basically it's only one eighth time at the very, very end, it seems. Kamo mezuzah. Now that means the name is Sahamut Shal Eitz B'Soifai. In the time of Chazal, there was only one eighth time. The one eighth time was at the end. at the end of the Megillah is where you have the Eitz Chaim, the very, very end. And then you wrap the whole Sefer Torah around that Eitz Chaim, so you open up to Bereishis. If you have one Eitz Chaim, and the Eitz Chaim is attached to Zois HaBracha, and you roll the whole Sefer Torah basically backwards, so you open up the parchment, you're holding by Bereishis, and there's no Eitz Chaim on Bereishis, only Eitz Chaim is in the center, which is holding basically the entire Sefer Torah. Nitzat small Shal Megillah. The Ilu HaSheini Hoye Nigal Mitchivasa L'Sefer, the Sheini, the Ilu HaSheini Hoye Nigal Mitchivasa L'Sefer, what does that mean, the Sheini? What do you mean with the Sheini? I'm really confused over here. V'nimsa, Ha'amud Shal Eitz L'Sefer, it says over here, Nachamal. There's a difference between the Gil.
Baram, Bizman HaMishnah Hayyim.
Baram. So where's the Baram? Where's the Baram?
Go upstairs. Baram, Bizman HaMishnah Hayyim. Call us for him.
Assume the Gil. It says in the Marsha, Yesh Hevdil, the Galila, Bein Sefer, Shenichtava, Bei Torah.
What does that mean?
Bilvad, there's a difference between a Galila, the rolling
yeah,
of a Sefer,
yeah,
which you write the Torah Bilvad, only the Torah, Chamisha Chumshe Torah, the Sefer, Shehidbiku, Bei Torah, Nevim, Uksub, Kech, if you have an entire Tanakh. What's the difference? Can I read
the difference between the Megillah?
A Chumash, Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and a complete Tanakh. A complete Tanakh.
That doesn't have any eight times. That's not telling us that. It's not saying that. That you roll from the end to the beginning.
The Nimsah Amud Shal Eitz B'Sayfa comes out. The Nimsah Amud Shal Eitz is B'Sayfa. It's not small. Shal HaMegillah. The Ilu Hasheni, which means a Tanakh, a complete Tanakh, Hoye Nigval Mitchilasa the Sefer. She Ilu Hoye Nigval Mitchilasa the Tchilasa, Hoye Sinimtes Torah Nibuchot. Ah, fascinating. Fascinating.
Is that a Tanakh?
When you have a complete Tanakh, Torah, Nizim, Susan, all attached together. So when you put in the Arna Kodesh, how is it rolled? It's rolled. Oh, you want the Torah to be on the inside. Unbelievable. When you have a complete Tanakh, you roll it at the end. So when you open up the parchment, what are you looking at? You're looking at basically the very end of Tanakh. What's the end of Tanakh? Let's say it's Ksuv. Most less than Ksuv, it's Daniel, right? What's the Chagas? What's the last Sefer? What's the last Sefer in Ksuvim? It's Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim. So when you open up a Tanakh, a whole Tanakh, it's basically like this picture. It's here, like this picture here. This is a Tanakh. The Tanakh is rolled to the very, very end. So this is Divrei Hayamim, the very end of Divrei Hayamim. Chamish and Chumash Torah is open to the Bereish for Elokim. Why? Why would Chumash be open up to the Bereish? Why and Tanakh be open up to Divayan? Because it's not by Kavadik. If you have over here in one roll, Torah, Levim, Ksuvim, it's not by Kavadik that the Torah should be on the outside and Levim and Ksuvim should be on the inside. It's a Bezoyim. It's a design that the Torah should be b'chutz and the Nidim and Nesh should be b'fnim. It's a more of a kavod that the Torah should be protected. It should be protected on the inside. B'fnim. So if you have a complete Tanakh, Torah, Nidim, Ksuvim, you roll it in this fashion, this way, where when you open up the very, very end of the parchment, you'll be looking at the last column of Divrei Hayamim.
Right.
That way, in the inside, is the Torah. The Torah is protected. But if you only have a Sefer Torah, so it doesn't make a difference. It's all Torah. Then it's more of a cover that when you open it, you open it to the Bereish, it's going to finish on the service. Okay, isn't that a nice Yisrael we learned today? It was Kedai just for that. Never knew that. It's like Gnai for the Torah that it should be a Shomer for Nevi Miksuv. Now, Reisha, Amud Shal Eitz, Hoy Bitchilasai, for the Amud Shal Eitz was Bitchilasai. Remember, when you have over here a complete Tanakh.
Where was the
Eitz? The Eitz Chaim on a complete Tanakh is in the beginning. Because you always want to be, the Eitz Chaim is always going to be in the center. So if you have a complete Tanakh, it's going to be like this. Here's Divrei HaYamim at the very end. And the Eitz Chaim is going to be in the beginning. In the beginning. So the Eitz Chaim will be sticking out in the center. So you have a Tanakh, then the Eitz Chaim is on the right side. When you have only a Chumash, then it's like this. It's only Chumash, you put the Eitz Chaim at the very, very end, the Zayis HaBracha, and now you roll it all the way to over here. So you open it up, you're going to have Bereishis, and the Eitz Chaim is going to be all the way at the very, very end of the Zayis HaBracha. Okay, that's the difference between the two. Never knew this stuff. Mikan, Shemsever, Shekhoshikosu by Torah Bulvad, Sorcho Yelhanich Klaf Cholok. Ah, so now a safe to the writing only Klaf Cholok, Bitfilosso, empty, it's empty, no writing, no text. How much space do you have to leave over now? So here's going to be the difference between a Chumash and a Tanakh. Bitfilosso, Kishir Hekev Sholkola Sefer. A safe, Shekhoshikosu by Torah Bulvad, only safe Torah, Sorcho Lanich, Lunich Biklaf, Cholok, Bitfilosso, Kishir. Hekif as kol ha'sefer. Since a sefer Torah, you put the Eitz Chaim at the Zayis HaBracha, and you roll it backwards, and when you open up, it says Bereish as Borei Elokim. You have to have so much parchment over here that it will cover the entire sefer Torah.
At the end?
In the beginning. Yeah. Why? Since it here is Bereish, you need parchment to protect it. You want enough parchment to protect the first, to protect it. So that means the entire Sefer Torah. The entire, you only have one Eitz Chaim in Tam HaChazal.
One roll.
There's only one Eitz Chaim. Time of the Torah, there's only one Eitz Chaim at the end. Then they rolled it all the way from the Zayis HaBracha all the way to Bereishis, Borei Elokim. So when you open up the parchment, you have to have in the beginning empty parchment, like in this picture. That's enough to go around the entire, on the outside, when you roll it, on the outside, it should be entirely blank on the outside. So that one layer of empty parchment is protecting the Sefer Torah. How much parchment do you need at the very, very end? Just enough parchment to go around the Eitz Chaim. Because anyway, you can, so the text needs to be at the very, very end. Because anyway, you're rolling it up. So you just need enough blank parchment to go around the entire, it's a teeny amount of parchment at the very, very end of the Sefer Torah to go around that Amud. Then you roll to the beginning, and the beginning has enough parchment to go around the entire thing. But a Tanakh is pontakert. If I have Torah, Nevi'im and Ketuvim, since we're going to roll to the very, very end, it's going to be rolled to the very, very end, where you're going to read, over here at the very, very end, you're going to read over here, Divrei HaYamim. So then, at the beginning, just needs a teeny amount of empty parchment to go around the Eitz Chaim, but the very end needs the parchment to go around the entire thing. Clear?
You need the same amount at the end and the beginning, no?
No.
How much do you need at the end?
It depends. It depends if it's a Sefer Torah or if it's in the Torah, the Tanakh.
Right.
If it's a Tanakh,
yeah.
Question. I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
Which? How do you roll a Tanakh? How? When you go and open up,
Tanakh, it opens up like that, right?
Opens up like this. Opens up like this.
Yeah.
So therefore, how much parchment do you need at the end of the Tanakh?
One roll.
Only one roll. Enough
one
parchment.
Roll, that's
right. How much parchment by a Tanakh in the beginning?
Right.
I'm asking you a question. So how much parchment
do you need? One roll.
Just enough, no, in the beginning, you just need...
What do you call it?
Eitz Chaim. Enough to go around the Eitz Chaim.
Enough to go around the Eitz Chaim.
Okay, here's a Tanakh, right? This is a Tanakh. Torah Divim Tzuvim. At the very, very end, there's no Eitz Chaim. Where's the Eitz Chaim on the Tanakh?
That's it.
On a Tanakh. On a Tanakh. Where do you put the Eitz Chaim on a Tanakh?
At the end.
No. On a Tanakh, you put the Eitz Chaim in the beginning. We have Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim.
Right.
Where do you put the Eitz Chaim? In the beginning. In the very, very beginning. Why in the very, very beginning? Because you roll up the entire Tanakh that it should look like this, without the Eitz Chaim here. It should look like this.
Oh, it has to be on this side, so the Torah is on the inside.
No. Right. So where's the Eitz Chaim? The Torah is on the inside.
On the end, yeah.
No, that's the point.
It's in the middle,
yes.
At the beginning?
You always want the Eitz Chaim in the center. In the center. Not like you think about the Megillah today. You want the Eitz Chaim in the center. Okay, yeah, over here is where it sticks. Here's the Yitzchayim sticking out over here and over here.
So what does that so what does that have to do with
over here?
Right, okay. There's the Yitzchayim. So what does that have to do with how long the cloth is? How much cloth are the bowl?
If you're rolling it in this fashion, when you roll up, when you first attach the Yitzchayim in the very, very beginning, over here, the Yitzchayim over here, this is not the right example, this is the wrong way, you're only enough parchment to go around the Yitzchayim, and that's it.
One little spot.
A teeny little amount of the parchment, which covers the circumference of the Yitzchayim.
Uh-huh.
All you need.
That's it.
Mashu. Then you roll the ganze zach all the way to the very, very end.
Correct.
When you get to the very, very end, how much parchment do you need to the very, very end?
Also, same thing.
No, there's no Yitzchayim at the very, very end.
So
there's only one Yitzchayim.
So
you need enough parchment to go around the entire circumference of the parchment after it's rolled. Of the parchment.
How much is that?
That's a lot.
I know it is, but how much does it give us a measurement?
Well, it's a variable. Whatever.
Depends how the size of the
size of the Torah. Depends how big it is. Okay.
Grace.
So therefore, in the beginning of the Sefer Torah, if this can be a Tanakh,
the beginning enough to cover the
Eitz Chaim, and the end enough to cover
the whole
all the parchment, the
whole parchment.
That's by a Tanakh. By a Torah, it's Kumtakert. A Torah, where do you open up the Torah from? In the Bereish Bara Elokim.
Right.
So where do you put the Eitz Chaim? At the very, very end.
Yeah.
So the very, very end, you try, and what do you roll to the beginning? And in the beginning you need?
Showing you the wrong amount. Yeah.
And the beginning, right? In the beginning, how much do you need in the beginning? Enough to go around the entire parchment. That's into the Sefer Torah and the Sefer Torah and Tanakh. Mikan, Shemukan, Shemusefer, Shekosavot, Torah, and the Bulvad, only the Torah. Tzarech, Chayil, Lanich, Klaf, Cholach, B'tchilasai. Empty parchment in the beginning. Kishir, Hekif, Shokola, Sefer. Since a Sefer Torah, you open up to the beginning, and a Sefer Torah, you open up to Bereishis Bara Elokim, you have to have enough parchment in the beginning to cover all of the cloth. Kedei, Shelo Yehei Bibuchutz cloth, Sheyei Shlov Ksad Mitzidei Aprimi. So you should not have any parchment on the outside, the first layer, which has text. It's not a cover for the Sefer Torah that was very, very outside should have text. Uvesoifai, kidei liglol ala amud, the very, very, in a small amount, just which goes around the amud. The ilu, besefer, should be good to the suvin, kiacha, you have a tanach, and then ilu has the opposite. Should sarchle, nichmit chidosai, klaf, chalok, you have to at the very end, the liglol ala amud, you have to at the very end of a tanach, only like just a small amount, because a tanach, you're going to roll it backwards. A tanach, The ilu, the same as the Torah of the Musaf. I didn't have a shachle nich b'tchilasai in the beginning. Since you're going to roll it to here, a Tanakh, when you take out the Ona Kodesh, it's going to be open to different Hayyamim. So therefore, at the end of the Tanakh, you have to have enough parchment to cover the entire circumference of the Sefer. But in the beginning, you only need enough parchment to cover the Amud. It's time. A Tanakh is rolled when you open up the Tanakh, when you take out the Tanakh. It looks like this. So therefore, at the very end, you have to have a parchment which goes around the entire circumference. But in the beginning, you only have a parchment to go around the eight. Okay. The ilu was saved. The entire of the being sitting together at the end was saved. The shachach was nicher because the cloud could hold the little dose. The one was saved because the little cloud was called to save it. Mishnah saved Donna. Be a die. Mishnah do be cloud. A chelik shall save a Torah. Or shall be dilas Torah. Now this Mishnah is going to teach the halacha. What happens if you touch the parchment? If you touch the margins of the sefer, you understand this?
Yeah. What about margins?
What happens? We learned yesterday.
Yeah.
Is your mind here?
Yeah.
Where is your mind?
Tell me.
You're like 1,000 miles away. You're like in another world. You are where your mind is.
Right.
You're like 1,000 miles away. What do you think about?
Nothing. Clear. It's clear as a bell. You're talking about tummy when you touch the Sefer Torah.
Yeah. Your hands become shneis. When you touch the hands, become shneis. Now the shayla is exactly what are you touching on the Sefer Torah, which makes it into shneis. You're touching the margins. You're touching the bottom, the top. Where exactly when you touch the Sefer Torah do your hands become shneis? Giloyin sheba sefer. The margin of the sefer she milimalon v'she milimaton, either the top or the bottom, shebetchila in the beginning or at the end. Shebet Chila v'Shebet Soif Metames Yedayim v'Metames Yedayim.
Gilam Shebet Soif. Gilam Shebet Soif.
Chila v'Shem Shulah Soif. The one that's blank. The part
yeah,
that's
empty part.
That's on top of the bottom. V'chein v'shemein daf between daf and daf. Shebet Chila v'Shebet Soif. Shebet Chila Sefer v'Shebet Soif.
All the blank spots.
Whoever touches over there, Kedina Sefer Kuloi, like the entire Sefer.
Why would I think it's different?
Why? Yeah. Because there's no writing on it. Maybe that's less Kedusha. Like Chazal said that if
we're talking about Tomei because of the Sheretz.
Right. So the Chazal, it's totally Takonis Chazal. So maybe it's enough. It's enough of a Takonis to decree that if you touch the part where the letters are written, that's when you become Tomei. But to go so far to be machmir to say that if you touch the margin, the blind part, you also become tummy.
Okay, whatever. Let's see.
Kamash Milan, you become tummy. It makes no difference. The top of the bottom, the beginning, the end, no matter where you touch it, you become tummy. The Kamash Milan. So you know, so you're dying. I guess the Hebrew says no
shabbos. Remember that we should be safe. Ain't a
matana. A gillion shabbos in the margin.
The thing at the end. Because it was covered, you never got to it.
At the end, why actually ask me amud shiyas the gillion amud shalates today legal olavas as safer. Shoz nichol hagillion bekedushas as safer. I will koydim lechad if you do not make an amud at the end. Ain't a gillion shabbos safe hakodesh. Kedushas safer kimufish evshal luchatchay. He says at the end of the sefer Torah, he holds there's no kedusha. If you are over here, you see over here, the text is over. Is it that line?
So what does that have to do with kedusha? It has to do with the rat.
No, so he doesn't hold the rat. He doesn't hold the rat.
Rat. I'm talking about the rat.
Rat, that's a gzera. People should not put a sefer Torah. Should not put a sefer Torah in the oven because we don't want the rats to nibble at the sefer Torah. The gozer tumma. But the question is, what exactly were they going to put them upon?
What did they do? They used to put the bread in the
shuma, in the onakayosh.
Because it was kedusha, right? But meanwhile, the achbars came.
Right? Why the achbars come? Because they sense food.
Yeah.
So once they ate the food,
but why would they only eat dessert, the text, not the cloth, not
they
the
ate everything. Cloth. They ate everything. Huh? They ate everything. They okay, ate
so,
everything.
So
therefore, Chazal said, we do not want to put shuma in the onakayosh. Therefore, we're going to make a zera that if the shuma touches the Torah. If you're putting it there, you're coming in danger that the tshuma may come and touch the sefer Torah, and then your tshuma will be tame. And if it's tame, you're not going to be able to eat it, you have to burn it. So they were goyzer tuma on the sefer Torah. But just because they were goyzer tuma on the sefer Torah to prevent people from putting the tshuma there in HaKodesh, it's not necessarily true that every single part of the sefer Torah is metame. It's enough of a deterrent, enough of a reminder not to put the tumor in the Urna Kodesh only if you become Tommy when you touch maybe the text. Not if you touch the margins. Not what's in the beginning, not what's at the end. Kamash Milan, Chazal said, Leipold, we do not want you putting the tumor in the Urna Kodesh, and if we declare the Sevatar is Tommy, and we declare the Ganze Sevatar is Tommy. Along comes this man, the Amari, says, no, I disagreed. I agree with you. Abidah says, I agree with you, but there's one thing I disagree. And that is, it still has that Kedusha Sefer Torah. And if you have over here a Sefer Torah, this is Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah you roll to the end. A Sefer Torah you roll to the end, the Tanakh. A Tanakh you roll to the end. If you do not, and Stama Tanakh does not have any parchment, any Amar at the very, very end. Therefore, This can be cut since you've come to the very, very end. There's nothing more to write. What are you going to write over? You're going to write your own Torah, your own Shulchan Aruch. What are you going to write when you get to the very, very end? Nothing. So therefore, theoretically, if you wish, you can take a scissors and you can cut this off.
Right.
So since you can theoretically cut it off, there's no purpose. This doesn't have any purpose.
Therefore,
it does not. It's not the time of the Adayim. This last
shekel
has no purpose. We hold another purpose. That's what he says, because since the earth you can cut it off, he says there's no kedusha. There's no kedusha. Therefore, if you touch it, you can't become tamei. No, it does have the reason why, because you do have, you do need it.
You need to wrap it.
Exactly. However, he does admit that if you do put an Itzchaim over here at the very, very end. So now it's all a chibur, it's all connected. Because now, since you do need it, because you're going to roll it, you can only eat Chaim, so therefore all of this part then becomes...
How about the first part, though?
First part is... So he's not going to tell you. The only thing I'll be... He's always at the end. I guess the first part holds I don't know. There's a lot of mafarshim over here. I don't know the answer. Okay, let's do very simple. Okay, you have to make it complicated for me. Or the Sunni says I don't know the Chaz the Mishnah. Okay, Chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah over here says the giloyon, the margin.
The empty space.
At the there, at the sefer. Shemilamalim, v'shalavad above and below, the top and the bottom. V'shemetchilav, v'shemasef, the beginning, the second,
the bottom, on the end, and
in the beginning. The top and the bottom. If you touch it, your hands become shniyos.
Who
says no? Shemasef, in the mitam yisrael, mitam ei.
Extra space because
you
can cut it
less if you make it take amud. Next mission. We have time.
Yeah, there's nobody up there.
I lost my watch. I never saw my watch. Yeah. I'm to my watch.
So were you mother? My watch. Where
your mother? Vital, safe, what?
Were your mother's? You found your mother's.
Yeah.
Watch. Would you remember?
I'm afraid to. I'm going to lose it also. I'm lose it again.
Good idea. No. Go buy another $10 watch.
I don't have $10.
$8.
I don't have $8.
Yes, your sister.
Can't ask her.
I'm going to tell her to take it off the family bill. You guys listen?
The whole world is listening.
Chalonis. Who's the Chalonis?
Who's the Chalonis?
And did anybody ever listen to one of these Mishnayos? Did you ever get it? And any of them that we know? Not one hand.
That's a rubber, eh? Sefer Shnimchak. Sefer Shnimchak v'nishtai b'shmonim chamish ha'yisiyas. Oh, that was last week's parasha. No, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Ba'alai Yitzchak. Vayihi bin soyach oroin. Vayoyimei Moshe. Right? Sefer Shnimchak v'nishtai b'shmonim chamish ha'yisiyas. Ki parashas vayihi bin soyach oroin. Shebuchumish b'midbar. Metami yasayadayin.
You have 85
letters left. If you have 85 letters that are still intact in the whole Sefer Torah, there are 305, approximately 305,000 letters in Sefer Torah. 305, what is the number? You don't remember the number? 305 something and change. 305,000 letters in Sefer Torah. So let's say they all dissolve. The only five letters, the 85 letters that are left, then the Sefer Torah has Kedusha Sefer Torah. If you touch the parchment, one becomes Tamei, Shniyos. Sefer Torah should be
Shniyos. I can have Kedusha Sefer Torah if it's possible.
It does. A Shivei Luchos, Munachos Ba'aron.
Okay.
The Shivei Luchos. Sefer Shnimchak, when the Shnaibach is going to be a good person, he's going to be a good person. Metame yesu yadayim shukim b'parashas yisrael nechshav es kisev if they atzma kedei shukim moshe dorish lechachabim chovtzo amudecha shiv Hashem quarried her pillars seven. There are seven books in the Torah. Bereish Shemos vayikra. Next is until vayhi bin soya is considered one sefer. Vayhi bin soya is a separate sefer. Everything after Vayihi bin Tzoya until Devarim is another sefer, and Devarim is the seventh sefer. So whoever told you there are Chamisha Chumshay are wrong. They're really seven.
There's more.
Really, yeah. Seven. Really seven.
Because
Vayihi bin Tzoya divides by Midbar into three. Vayitam, that's why there's seven Kinyan Menorah. The Shiva Kinyan Menorah are Kineged. You look like you're doing a Shasri every time you do that.
Crazy.
You look like you're doing it. You go like that. Yeah, you go up and down. You look like that. Like, who told you? I sure told you that. Yeah. He doesn't do that.
Yeah, he does.
So you go shush to the Erev.
Yeah.
We have to go tell him that he's not going to do that. Above the law. No one's above the law.
Let's leave it.
You're not in the mood. You're not in the mood today. You're not in the mood.
You're not concentrated.
You're just not in the mood anymore. There's something about you. You're not.
You couldn't get anything.